بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وما بعد and in a noble and dignified way سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said a wealthy person is not one who has amassed plenty of material things rather a wealthy person is one whose heart is content moreover Allah تبارك وتعالى will assuredly grant the servant that share which has been predetermined for him. So earn sustenance in a good, proper and dignified way, taking of that which is lawful and abandoning the unlawful. Disregard for halal and haram. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time will dawn upon the ummah when a person will earn wealth without being bothered if it is halal or haram. Note, a desire for living comfortably and luxuriously will drive a person towards earning money in every possible way. 40 days of salah is rejected. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a person eats a haram morsel, neither his salah nor his dua is accepted for a period of 40 days. Note, despite one's salah being rejected, one will still be obligated to perform it. This is not an excuse to disregard salah. In fact, one will be incurring the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in two ways if one neglects the salah as well. Distributing haram money as sadaqah. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever gives haram wealth in charity will be sinning instead of accruing reward. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, do not envy a person who earns in an unlawful way, because if he gives of such earnings in charity, it is rejected. And if he keeps it for himself, he will be paving his road to Jahannam. Note, many wealthy people earn money through doubtful means and thereafter lavishly spend upon Islamic institutions and masjids in the hope of having their earnings purified and blessed. Such hopes will be sourly shattered when the reality dawns upon them after death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.